VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Wen. You're now listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, VoiceTubers? How are you doing? So we're talking about dysfunctional families today. Dysfunctional means something that isn't working right, basically. And with dysfunctional families naturally comes a lot of drama. It's honestly one of my favorite things to see on screen, but it isn't as fascinating or intriguing when it's real. When it's real, it's just maddening and sad. Our video today talks about 8 signs of a dysfunctional family, perfectionism being one of them. So this is also our sentence of the day. When perfectionism is highly regarded and children have to bear their parents' unrealistic expectations, they may grow up with self-image and self-esteem issues, believing they'll never be good enough. 当完美主义被高举, 小孩就必须背负父母不切实际的期望，在成长的过程中可能造成自我形象和自尊上的问题，总觉得自己永远都不够好。好，那在我们回到句子之前，我们先看几个 pronunciation tips. 我们第一个 pronunciation tip 是 perfectionism. Perfectionism. 那重音是放在F这边, 所以是perfectionism, perfectionism. 好,那我们第二个发音重点是unrealistic, unrealistic. 那我们第三个发音重点是expectations, expectations. 好,那我们就回到我们的句子。When perfectionism is highly regarded, and children have to bear their parents' unrealistic expectations, they may grow up with self-image and self-esteem issues, believing they'll never be good enough.
好,那我们现在看到我们今天的vocabulary。 我们第一个 vocabulary 是 regard. Regard 是一个 verb, 它意思是考虑、思考，将点点点认为或是看待的意思。那我们先看到例句。
Diana is often regarded with respect due to her charity work.
Diana 常因她的慈善服务被他人以尊敬的眼光看待。 好,那至于regard呢, 我们可以看到几个同义字。 其中一个同义字是treat, treat也是指说看待的意思。 I treat something with respect的意思就是我用尊敬的态度去看待或对待一件事。那我们第二个同义字是perceive, perceive也就是看待的意思。通常就是你 认为一件事是怎么样，就可以用perceive. 所以你也可以讲说 I perceive something with respect, 也是我以尊敬的眼光看待一件事情的意思。 好，那我们第二个vocabulary是bear. Bear是verb, 然后它有忍受、容忍、经受、承担的意思。 那我们先看到一个例句。
Turn the music off, I cannot bear another second of this monstrosity.
把音乐关掉，这种可怕的东西我无法再忍受任何一秒。对，然后这边的monstrosity就是指可怕的东西，就是很像怪物的东西，所以它很像，长得有点像monster，所以就是怪物，就是很可怕。 好,那我们这边看到,因为bear有忍受的意思, 让我们来看到一个片语, 还有一些同义字, 我想要讲的这个片语呢，就是 chip on someone's shoulder， 就是如果有人说 I have a huge chip on my shoulder 的意思就是说他的肩膀上有一个很大的重担，或是他承受了一些很一些重责大任的意思。那还有其他的同义字，就是像 burden 也就是负担，或是baggage， 之前有讲过，就是 emotional baggage， 就是情绪负担。好，那我们也就进到我们第三个 vocabulary， 也是我们最后一个 vocabulary。Unrealistic 是一个形容词，它的意思是不切实际的、不实事求是的，或是不现实的。Real 就是真实的意思嘛，那 realistic 就是实际的，那 unrealistic 就是不切实际。一个人被形容是一个 realist 的话，他就是一个现实主义者或是务实的人，那 realist 就是一个名词。好，那我们看一下 unrealistic 的例句。 Jason's mother warns him to steer clear of unrealistic notions. She doesn't want to get his hopes up. Jason 的妈妈警告他远离不切实际的想法，他不想害他过于期待。好，那我们再看几个同义字跟反义字。那同义字这边就idealistic 或是 impractical。 idealistic 就是非常的理想主义或是乐天的，所以就是 idealistic。 那 impractical 意思也是不切实际，因为 practical 的意思就是实际的或是务实的意思。那这边反义字呢，就是刚刚讲的 practical 还有 rational。Rational 就是讲理的或是有逻辑性的。好，那我们看到我们最后一个单字，也就是 self-esteem。 self-esteem 是一个 noun， 它的意思是自尊。那我们通常都会形容有高度自尊跟很卑微的自尊 心的时候，都会用 low self-esteem， 就是很卑微的自尊心，跟 high self-esteem， 就是很自傲或是对自己有自信。那我们现在就看到一个例句。 It's easy for people to develop low self-esteem with social media constantly providing unrealistic expectation. 因为社群软体的时常灌注不切实际的期望，人们现在很容易发展出卑微的自尊心。As we come to the end of today's episode, I've gotta mention two amazing films that feature dysfunctional families.First up is Netflix original series, which is the Umbrella Academy. It's a stunner in action and magical realism. And the next is Knives Out, which is just brilliant. It's a thriller, comedy, and mystery all together, all that good stuff. I hope you enjoy it, and don't forget to leave your recordings, and I'll catch you next time.